It's time to check in on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline with Teddy Nichol from the Milwaukee Business Journal. And Teddy, it is now, what, only about 3 weeks away? The RNC and national media, they've been scouting. They're announcing their locations where they're going to be doing their broadcasts. And what have we learned?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast it's coming up. And yeah, every day it seems like we're getting more details on specifics. So Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart will be broadcasting from the Marcus Center. And their show will be on July 18th, which is the last night of the convention. And then Fox News Network will be broadcasting from Gather, which is the space above Good City Brewing in the Deer District near Pfizer Forum. And they are going to create a set at that location, and they'll be hosting multiple shows during the convention. So those are kind of the latest media announcements we received this week.
And The Daily Show, I guess it's all four shows that week are going to be broadcasting, but Jon Stewart will be doing a live show on that Thursday, and people
yes.
can get tickets for these.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that. Apparently anyone can attend if they're interested, so that's a really cool opportunity.
Well, speaking of TV, Top Chef had its finale on Wednesday night, and they named a winner. It was not Dan Jacobs, but still, this show has meant a lot to the area.
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously been covering this all season because this season has been highlighting not only local chefs, but also local locations and, you know, Wisconsin food traditions and things like that. So Dan Jacobs has been in the running all season. He's the co-owner of Dan Dan Restaurant in the Third Ward. He did not win, but he did finish in the top three. So I think we're happy with that. He was a runner-up. The winner of this season was Danny Garcia from New York. But I didn't realize, apparently, Dan Jacobs has auditioned for the show 11 times. And so it's exciting for him that he finally, you know, obviously was able to be on the show and did so well, making it to the top three.
I couldn't believe it when he said that he had auditioned 11 times.
Right. I mean, this is the 21st season, so he's auditioned for half the season, basically.
Talk about a dream come true. But the good news is this has really put a spotlight on the restaurant scene in the city.
Absolutely. And for him personally, you know, he has a rare progressive disease, neuromuscular, that he was able to kind of shine a light on as well and kind of highlight being successful even when you're differently abled. So just a great story all around.
Oh, I think we'll be hearing a lot more from and about Dan Jacobs. All right, let's turn our attention to Racine and Mount Pleasant, where they've got kind of a brouhaha going on, and it relates to Foxconn and Microsoft. What's all this about?
Okay, so this is a really interesting situation. So the city of Racine supplies water to the village of Mount Pleasant. It has for 20 years, but with the Foxconn situation several years ago, they had agreed to extend water to the Foxconn site as well. Now that, obviously, as we've been talking about, Foxconn has scaled back its plans and Microsoft in its place is developing a large data center there. But now Racine is saying we actually need to renegotiate this water agreement because we're not getting the economic benefits we thought we would with all of the jobs that Foxconn had promised. You know, there's not as many jobs with Microsoft, but Mount Pleasant is saying that Racine is withholding water service and not doing its side of the deal, not approving agreements to extend water to what is now the Microsoft site. So they've been in this dispute. They both have their sides and, you know, a little bit locked in on moving forward. But as of this week, we're having a private meeting to kind of start discussing some of these issues. So it'll definitely be an ongoing story. I think it's kind of early in the resolution process, but we will definitely be following to see what continues to shake out there. Obviously, it's a very key site for the region, and you need water for a data center.
It almost sounds like a scene out of a movie where one community is withholding water from another to get their way.
Yeah, and of course, yeah, we don't get too much into the politics here at the Business Journal, but I think there is some political factors as well. You know, for example, the village president is running for state office. So I think there's a lot of dynamics with this one that are very interesting.
I think you might be onto something there. All right, let's talk about the dynamics of Southridge Mall. They've been talking about redevelopment for a while, but they've just introduced a new concept.
Yeah, so the developer that is slated to redevelop, this is a former Boston store at Southridge Mall in Greendale. And the developer that did the couture downtown is developing this. So Barrett Lowe Visionary Development. They, in 2021, released a plan that was going to have up to almost 800 apartments and 50,000 square feet of retail. But there's been, you know, numerous disputes related to other owners of different portions of the mall that has kind of held up this process. So now, 3 years later, they released a new plan that is a bit smaller. So it's 675 apartments. So still a lot, but not that 800 that we were previously looking at. And then 20,000 square feet of retail. So about half the retail space. They said the changes are related to kind of addressing some of the concerns of the other mall tenants. So I think it's kind of related to resolving the dispute that has held up this development. But it's still an early concept. The village does still need to approve the plan before they can move forward. So we'll see if this is the plan that ends up moving forward and coming to fruition on that former Boston store site.
Finally, Teddy, the last location of a popular area restaurant has closed. Who are we talking about?
We were talking about Flannery's. So many people might know it from the downtown Milwaukee location, which is near Cathedral Square. That closed last year, but the restaurant was still operating in Grafton at the Fire Ridge Golf Club. But as of this week, there's new ownership at the golf club, and they are no longer having Flannery's operate there. So they're going to operate their own restaurant out of the golf club site and Flannery's. By all accounts, it seems like they've fully closed now with that last location now closed. So we are waiting to see. Their former building in downtown Milwaukee is still vacant, but it's planned to be a new restaurant called People's Park, which also has a location in Waukesha. So that's what is set to replace the downtown Milwaukee Flannery.
Well, as always, I know you are keeping your ear to the ground to hear what's going next at the Milwaukee Business Journal. Teddy Nykl, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Libby.